पितामहस्य जगतो माता धाता पितामह वेद्यं पवित्रमोंकार ऋक्साम यजुरेव च भगवद्गीता 9.17 कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग हियर एंड ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हाउ इट इज ही हु अंडरलाइज द होल यूनिवर्स इट इज ही द सोर्स द सस्टेनर दिस सेक्शन 9.16 to 19 is an elaboration of Vishvato Mukham. Krishna said, Jnana Yajnena Chapyanya Yajanto Mamupasate Ekatvena Prutatvena Bahutha Vishvato Mukham. He said in 9.15 that there are some people, Anye, people who are different from the Murhas mentioned in 9.11 and 12, and the Mahatmas mentioned in 9.13 and 14. So these Anya, these other people who are between these two, they worship him through Jnana Yajna. And through the sacrifice of knowledge, they worship him as Ekatvena Pruthaktvena Bahudha Vishvato Mukham. So that Vishvato Mukham, how they worship him in his manifestation of the universe, that is talked about over here. And here it is stated that Pitahamasya Jagato, I am the father of the whole universe. Mata Dhata Pitamaha, Mata Dhata, I am the mother, I am the sustainer. Pitamaha, I am the grandsire. Vedyam Pavitramonkara, I am the sacred sound syllable, I am the sacred syllable Om. Vedyam, I am the object to be known. Riksam Yajurevacha, I am the Riksam and Yajurvedas. So the first line is Pitahamasya Jagato, I am the father of the universe. Now it's interesting, Krishna is not saying here that I am the father of all living beings in the universe. That he will say in 14.4, when you say that Sarvayonishu Kaunteya Murtayah Sambhavanti Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Pradah Pitam, says I am the father of seed giving father of all living beings. Here Krishna is saying I am the father of the universe. Now what does father of the universe mean? Normally father is someone who begets. So now does anyone beget the universe? So it's actually, this is a non-literal way of stating that Krishna is the father of all living beings in the universe. But specifically because here discretion is of the manifestation of the Lord as the universe, Vishvato Mukham. So accordingly, some non-literal usage is not just acceptable but apt over here. Krishna says, I am not just the father but I am also the mother and the grandsire. Mata, Dhata, Pitamaha, mother, sustainer and grandsire. So normally we say that the father of the nation. So for example, Mahatma Gandhi is called the father of the country, India. So like that, now this father is of course in a non-literal sense. It conveys an important relationship with the country. As a primary formulating influence, so here we have Pitaham Asya Jagato. That close proximate relationship that Krishna has, this world, at least as it is envisioned by the first people performing Jnana Yajna through Vishvato Mukham, for them Krishna is revealing how they can do so. There are some people who consider nature itself to be God. Such people are often espousers of the doctrine known as naturalism, where they hold that there is no truth beyond nature, or even if there is some truth beyond nature, that is inconsequential for us in the study of nature, because that does not interfere in the functioning of nature. Nature itself is the highest truth. This sort of deification of nature to an absolute level, it is a mistake. Not just a mistake, it is a blunder. Because nature itself does not have nature in terms of, when analyzed in terms of matter and material components, it does not have the capacity to explain consciousness, which is a fundamental mystery in the universe. So here Krishna gives us a vision of how the consciousness rests, how the universe cannot function without consciousness. Consciousness is the active agent within the universe, and that consciousness rests on the supreme consciousness. Thus, pitahamasya jagato mata dhata pitama, that the whole universe with all the living beings in it, normally when one is an infant, one is sustained by one's mother and father. And of course, one belongs to a family and a dynasty, and that dynasty, in the dynasty, has come from one's grandfather. So, by stating that, when Krishna states that I am the father, I am the mother, and I am the grandfather, what he means to say is that whatever material sources of sustenance we may see in this world, those material sustainers are sustained by him, that ultimately they do not have any power independently to either create life or to maintain life. And then after that he says, Vedyam Pavitram Kara Riksamaya Jurevacha. So now the purpose of living is not just living. Now if we think it is only living, then soon we will be on our deathbed, we'll die, and our purpose of living will be permanently, irreversibly, inescapably frustrated. The purpose of living is actually purifying ourselves so that we can live at the eternal spiritual level of reality. And for living at that level, for purifying ourselves to raise our consciousness from the material level to the spiritual level, from the mortal level to the immortal level, we need aids. So, Pavitra Omkara. So, Krishna states that I am the Omkara. Krishna has already talked about Pranavah Sarva Vedeshu Shabdakhe Paurusham Drishu in 7.8. He has also identified himself with the Pranava. Rasoham Upsukonteya Prabhashmi Shishi Surya Yog Pranavah Sarva Vedeshu. That he is the Pranava in all sounds. Rather, he is the Pranava in the Vedic mantras. And here, Vedyam Pavitram Omkara. He says, I am the purifying Omkara. Krishna will talk about this once again later, the 10th chapter in the Vibhuti Yoga, as well as in the 17th chapter when he talks about Om Tat Sat, towards the end of that chapter. At present, Krishna says that the purification that we have to effect, and the tool for that purification, Om represents various mantras here. So, whatever means of purification that are there, they are represented here by the word Om. And Krishna says that I am that Om. So, And Riksama Yajurva Cho. Eva Cho. Cho means also certainly. That means the Acharyas explained that this refers to the fourth Veda, which is not mentioned here. Riksama Yajur and Atharva. And now, our present existence is bilateral. It has a material side and a spiritual side. So the material side is provided for by Pita, Mata, Pitamaha. And our spiritual side is taken care of by mantras like the Om. And of course the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is the Yuga Dharma for this age. And these prescriptions for all-round balanced living, taking care of both the material and the spiritual sides, that is described. These are prescribed in the Vedas, and Krishna says, I am the Vedas. Thank you.